Hey, what's up, Econ Sellers? This is your boy, David Liggins II, your host of the Econ Whiz podcast presented by Feedback Whiz. I'm super excited with today's guest, Amy Weiss. We're going to be dropping some gems all throughout this podcast, so make sure you pay attention. We're going to be diving deep into listing optimization, your backend optimization, some of your SEO stuff that you want to pay attention to help you increase your sales and conversions on Amazon's ecosystem. I don't want to spoil all the fun, so I'm going to get right into it. All right, guys, here's Amy Weiss.
Welcome to the Ecom Whiz Podcast, a podcast that helps Amazon sellers to dominate the marketplace. And I do mean dominate. Dominate! Each week, we deliver the best interviews with some of the top Amazon influencers in the industry. This is the Ecom Whiz Podcast.
Hey, Amy, how's it going?
It's going great, David. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. Guys, I'm so excited by today's podcast. We're going to have a lot of gems for you. I'm really interested in this because this is one of those conversations where we can engage and have just an awesome conversation about things that you can do. We're going to be speaking about listing optimization, mostly copywriting in this particular episode. But before we get to that, Amy, if you can tell people where they can find you, if you have any social media accounts that you want you to follow or email they can reach out to, could you just list that here so we can, they can reach out to you after the podcast.
Yeah, Amy Weiss, and I'm from amazingathome.com. We are a consulting and courses firm, right? We're a full service e-commerce agency. So we help you with listing optimization, product photography, A+ content. And we have a world renowned course called Concept to Launch, where we help private label sellers start, conceptualize ideas, and take them all the way through to launch. It's great. You guys can reach out at amazingathome.com. Or you can join our Facebook group. It's called Amazing at Home. So it's pretty easy to find us. Find me on Facebook or LinkedIn. And I think that's about it. And we have an Instagram and a YouTube channel as well, also called Amazing at Home.
Awesome. Good enough. And guys, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me at dliggins, that's dliggins _ on Instagram. You can find me at David Liggins II on Facebook, and also my very modest and small YouTube channel, which I haven't posted on in a long time. I think it's been literally a year. It's right when pandemic hit in April. And I've just been so concentrating on so many other things that I just haven't really gotten back to it. So my bad, guys. Anyways, super excited about what we're going to talk about today, listing optimization. And there's a lot that goes into it. So we're not going to be able to cover everything. So we're going to specifically talk about copywriting, because that's extremely important with your listing. It's going to help engage the customer, bring them in, understand your product a little bit better, set you apart from your competitors. There's so many things you can do with your copy. And I think this is going to be a great topic. And she has the experience and the knowledge, guys. So I'm going to be learning right with you. So I guess I'll start it off, Amy, if you don't mind. When people talk about listing optimization to me, there's a few things that I kind of teach or talk to them about. Your images, your title, your bullet points and description, A+ content if you have it, and also that story. When I say your images, it's also that storyboard. Like, what is it that you're trying to convey to your audience, right? And who are you speaking to? So there's a lot that goes into how you're going to be writing some of your copy, which I am not a copywriter by any means. I understand it, but I cannot do it. And so this is one of those things where when you have somebody that's good at copywriting, absolutely pay the money for it, because it's going to help your listing go through the roof, conversions and sales, yada, yada, yada. So anyways, I don't want to take your thunder, but that's when they're talking about from copywriting, or not copywriting, but listing optimization for me. So when somebody says that for you, what does that mean?
Well, I think the most important thing for people to understand about copywriting and listings when they're selling online is that the first thing is that understanding that the words, the keywords that you use in your listing, represent money. Because if the customer can't find your listing, they can't buy from you. And how do customers online find listings? They use keywords. and not individual keywords. So, you know, if they're searching for a water bottle, there's a lot of water bottles on the market, right? They're going to specifically, first they're going to search for water bottle and they're going to see all these suggested search terms in the Amazon search bar or on Google, wherever they start, right? And they're going to probably pick the one that matches exactly what they're looking for. Because if they look at the search results for water bottle as a whole, it's going to be way too crowded and not what they're looking for. Right? Maybe they're looking for the double wall vacuum seal, you know, one that keeps their drink hot or cold. Maybe they're looking for a cup with a straw and a lid. You know, maybe they're, whatever it is, they're going to be looking for that. And so if you don't write your listing with the proper keywords that make it the most relevant for that term, for that search term, it is not going to show up organically in very many searches. So I have a free listing review service where people will just give me their listings to look at, and I will create a video for them and I'll walk them through what I think about their listing and if it needs to be optimized. And David, you wouldn't believe how many times people use just a whole bunch of individual keywords. So like water, bottle, blue, gray, instead of using those important phrases throughout the listing that make them organically relevant to the search engine. And that's how they get on page one. So the first fundamental of listing optimization and copywriting when you're in e-commerce is to understand what keywords and keyword phrases most represent your products. Because if you don't start there and you try to sell everything to everyone, you're not going to rank for anything organically, and you're going to have a hard time selling your products because your PPC is going to be more expensive. PPC goes off relevancy too. It doesn't matter if you're bidding $5 on a keyword, if it's nowhere in your listing, you're not going to get good placement.
Absolutely.
So that's the most important fundamental to understand before you even begin with your listing, is understand what keywords are going to be most relevant to your customer when they're searching online, and understand what related keywords are going to make you the most relevant. So that's number one. And then the second part of it is what you were talking about, writing compelling copy that makes sense. Because then once they finally find your listing, right, and they land on your page, you want to make sure that number one, your photos, they're going to go through your photos first. That's exactly what they do. First, they click on your title or your advertisement, and then they go through your photos. And the second biggest mistake I see people make is they'll have an incredible listing. Like, it'll be witty, it'll be fun, it'll be totally describing the benefits of their product, and their photos will just be feature, feature, feature. Stainless steel, who cares? Like, and then I'll go look at their listing and it'll be like, oh, we have a 5-year warranty. Where's the photo for that? You know, oh, this works really great with whether you're camping, fishing, boating, or where's the photo that shows that? And it's just these, they'll show these photos that are just so feature heavy and don't answer any of the customer's questions, but they'll do a great job in their listing copy of just describing everything. So they all go hand in hand. And those are the two most important things to understand, is first, you got to get them to be able to find your listing, and that's SEO and keywords. And second, you got to get them to convert, and that's photos and compelling copy.
That is awesome information. And I wanted to interject, but I wanted you to continue. So I know we talked about two very big things, but I wanted to interject on the first one. So you had mentioned, a lot of people think that writing the copy and your listing and your backend are mutually exclusive, when they're not. Those things are going to help your PPC, like you mentioned, help Amazon understand what your product and listing is about. So when you start bidding on these things, and it helps customers find your product because they search, like you said, using phrases and not individual keywords. I know Amazon's algorithm is smart-ish and does a lot of things in the back end to make sure that these words that you put in are combined in certain ways to help people find it. But the better that you write it, the easier it is for this algorithm to pick up what your listing is about. So I do have one specific question. This is one of those gems here, guys. So I want you to listen up. This is one thing that I kind of haven't really been sure about, and I just really haven't gotten a clear answer. Maybe you know. So when we talk about keyword phrases, let's say stainless steel water bottle with a straw, for example. And so you have stainless steel, water bottle, straw, are going to be some of your main SEO terms that you're going to have to help in your listing. Now, so these phrases are definitely something that you want in your listing itself, but what about the back end in that little search term field? Are we combining these phrases or are we looking at the highest frequency of like maybe water bottle and stainless steel and then straw mint will be somewhere in that list, but not necessarily at the front. How are you building out that back end search term field versus phrases or individual keywords? Because Amazon says individual keywords, but I'm not 100% sure anymore because they've changed it so many times over the years.
Well, the beautiful thing, David, about being both a copywriter and a seller and a consultant is that I get to see the results of my work. So a lot of times people will hire an agency to write their listing and that agency never sees the results of their work. I see the results of all of my work every day. So I get to test these things extensively on hundreds, if not thousands of listings. So on the back end keywords, you do not repeat any words that you used in your front end of your listing. And the great thing about the back end of the back end search terms field is you want to utilize this field for things that are relevant to your listing. So for example, let's take the water bottle with straw example, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say that when we did our keyword research, we saw that that people were looking for that related keywords of reusable straw, right? Okay. Stainless steel reusable straw. And let's say that our water bottle doesn't have that it's just a water bottle. Maybe it has a spout or something. Maybe it has a flip top lid, something mm-hmm. like that, but we don't have the straw.
Okay.
Well, the thing is reusable straw is still super relevant to people looking for water bottles, right? Mm-hmm. So reusable straw is the perfect thing to put in our backend keywords, not to mention, cause that's just going to make our listing even more relevant. And the question that I always get on that is people say, well, wait a minute, Amy, what do you mean? Like, won't my product then show up for searches for straw? And it doesn't have a straw. I don't want people to be confused. And then I get customer bad reviews or comments or, okay, first of all, relevancy matters. So if you haven't used straw anywhere else in your listing, it's not like you're going to rank high for straw, right? But if you want your listing to be the most relevant for that main search term water bottle, you want to put straw in your back end keywords because it's only going to help you show up for more searches. It's only going to help your relevancy score. And so that's something to consider. And then the other thing that's really great to put in those back end keywords is misspellings as well as Spanish words. So in the US, people mm-hmm. actually, I've done that with a couple of listings and seen the listings ranking for Spanish words and actually selling there because they're showing up and my competitors are not. Mm-hmm. So definitely utilize if you're in other countries where there's another language that happens to be spoken just as often, like in America, English is spoken almost as often as Spanish, like here in Texas, you know, where right. Spanish is almost the first language. But yeah, so that's some tips for you. And in that search term space, you want to use the format word space, word space, word. No commas, no nothing, just word space, word space, word. And you have 249 bytes. And a byte is each character is one byte. And a comma or a dash is two bytes. So that's why you don't want to use commas or dashes or anything like that in your back end keywords. And you don't want to repeat because it's really pointless to do that. Absolutely. It's for your relevancy.
Yeah. The space delineates. You don't need a comma in the search term. And they tell you that. They say that you have 250 bytes, but if you had 250, then you've technically gone over. I've done it. It's 249. But guys, we could just end the podcast here because those gems right there are absolutely fantastic. Like when you're talking about listing optimization, let me tell you, once you get those right, once you get your listing and back end right, you're just going to be able to appear naturally for more relevant terms. And that's what it's all about. And you're going to be able to stick there. And it also helps you with your PPC and efficiency because you're not getting shown for stuff that is not relevant. So a lot of people, for example, when they look at their auto campaigns, and this is where the optimization comes in. They look at their auto campaigns. You have your close match, which is pretty much what your product is. You have your substitutes, you have your complements, and you have, what is the fourth one? Loose match, which hasn't really run well for me. But those search terms are gonna help you, or help Amazon's algorithm figure out what is a complement to your product, or which you're a substitute your product or something like that. So for example, if you have a water bottle with the straw, I'm just going off the cuff here. Maybe they can start pairing your stuff with like a drink or protein shakes. Or if you're getting a protein bottle, maybe you actually need protein, for example, if you don't have your own, or if you're looking for different products, et cetera. And that's how that works in the back end. But anyways, that is awesome. So thank you for sharing that. So now you said one and two, you said there were three things that you wanted to point out.
Well, I think that was it for search terms. As far as listing optimization, I think it's most important that you understand how keywords, search engine optimization, and relevancy work. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, that your photos are the most important thing for actually getting that conversion going. And number three, making your copy human readable and not just keyword stuffing.
Just keyword stuff. Absolutely. Can we talk about those images? And you know, when we talk about images, one, obviously talking about the quality of images and the photos and your lifestyles, et cetera, and talking about your product, depending on what your product is, you may need to go in a little bit more detail or bring a little bit more emotion to it, et cetera. But also, what about the copywriting on the infographics on your images? You know, copy goes into that. What you say in a very concise manner really does matter, because we're just picture shopping. Just like you window shop, you go to the mall, or, you know, pre-pandemic or whatever the case is, you go to the mall and things like that. You know, we window shop. And so now we're picture shopping. So can you tell us a little bit more about that and your strategies?
Yeah, so I actually simplify this. And what I do is we start our process in our listing optimization masterclass, and the way that we actually write listings is we start, before we design our photos, we start by just writing a super human readable listing. And each bullet point represents a photo. But each bullet point is actually part of our sales strategy. So we follow a customer's mind as they move through the sales cycle. And that's how we get our five bullet points. And then if we have a photo to represent each one of those bullet points in the sales cycle, and we put them in order, it's like the customer just goes, oh my gosh, I need this. I need this. And not only that, our strategy allows us to create doubt in the customer's mind about our competitors' products, which is really, really great. So yes. I would love to give you that five bullet strategy that we use that follows the customer sales cycle. So you're going to start, you guys, by just writing your listing. Don't worry about keywords right now. We are speaking to our customers. Okay. So I just want you to get out. My favorite thing to do is get out a Google Doc and turn on voice typing and answer these five questions. Okay. Each of these five questions is going to be your bullet points. And then when you're done with that, you can, everywhere that you mention water bottle in your writing, you can replace it with a keyword. And before you know it, we aim to put 2 to 3 keyword phrases in each bullet point, and then 2 to 3 in the title and 2 to 3 in the description. And now you have a highly optimized, super human readable, highly converted listing. So let's go through the five bullet points. Number one, the first thing in the customer's mind when they're considering a product is it for me? Is this product for me specifically? And so you need to know what your customer's problems are and how you uniquely solve their problems. So even if you're selling the same water bottle as everybody else, if you do a better job of explaining how this particular water bottle is going to quench their thirst, because it's specially designed to keep their drink at the perfect temperature for 3 hours, they're going to buy yours, because now they're gonna have doubt. They're gonna go, yeah, that other one, it said it was double walled, but it didn't say it was specially designed for
that. What does double walled mean?
Yeah, what does that even mean? We especially design ours to keep your drink at the perfect temperature so that you can enjoy it from the first sip to the last. You literally want their mouth to be watering And then
hey, you said the first sip to the last. That's pretty awesome, by the way.
You want a photo to represent that, right? So no matter what you're selling, I want you to think about Donald Miller's famous story brand strategy, which is problem, solution, life now. Number one, what is your customer's problem? What is their problem? What are they facing? Like when it comes to the reason they buy this, these types of products, what are they facing? Right? And then how do you uniquely solve that problem? How is it just for them? And then what does their life look like now? Right? What does it look like? They just can enjoy their day because they're never dehydrated again. They really want to drink more water because it's just so refreshing in this bottle. It's amazing, right? So anyway, bullet point number one is really, what is their problem? How do you uniquely solve it? What does your life look like now? Like, it is your unique selling point. How is your product specially designed to help them? And then I want you to have photo number two. After your main photo, photo number two, I want it to represent that. I want you to call out. So if I'm calling out in my bullet point that this water bottle is specially designed, I want to see that. Like, I want to be like specially designed to keep, you know, and have the person like on the photo, just like looking so refreshed, you know, yes, I love this. Right. So call that out in your photo, show it. So that's bullet point number one. The second thing that goes through the customer's mind after they decide, oh, wow, this is for me. I think this is for me. Good. The next thing they want to know is what's included. Okay, what do I get? How big is it? How big is this water bottle? Does it hold 36 ounces? Because I like to drink 36 ounces, right? Whatever it is, right? You want to now explain what's included and why it's important to the customer. So double walled, so your drink stays cold all day or your coffee stays hot. Mm-hmm. Right. And oh, by the way, 36 ounces so that you always have enough to drink. And, you know, you really want to explain feature so that benefit, right? Mm-hmm. Feature so that benefit. Don't just be like stainless steel. Who cares? Right. You want to feature so that benefit. And I want you to have a photo that represents that. Show how tall that water bottle is. Show how many ounces of water it contains. Show that it holds hot or cold beverages. You know, make sure that you have that what's included photo. It just, it's amazing. And it follows their psychological kind of buying cycle, right? So that's the second bullet point and your third photo. The next bullet point after this, and now everybody puts this in bullet point number five and it pisses me off.
Ooh, hopefully I don't do it. I feel like I've done it.
It's your risk-free or quality guarantee.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people are like 100% satisfaction guaranteed, you know, and they always put this in bullet point number five. Why would you do that? On mobile, your description shows up first and you have to hit, most of the time you have to hit the show more button to see all of your bullet points anyway. So why would you want to hide the thing that goes through the customer's mind next? Because think about it. You got them on board first. First, they were like, okay, is this for me? Yeah, I think it's for me. I think it's for me. And then they're like, okay, well, what's included? And they're like, oh, 36 ounces. That's perfect. And then you get them. Then they're like, yeah, but what if it breaks? That's always the thing. Like, that's the objection. What if it breaks? Are they going to stand behind it? Is this Chinese? I don't know. Right. So you want to come through and you want to be like, yes, we stand behind the quality. We care about you, Mr. Customer or Mrs. Customer. Mm-hmm. We care about you. We stand behind the quality of our products. You are getting something. You're going to be able to pass this water bottle down through the generations. You know, you're going to need one for your car, your boat, everything. It's the best. It's so high quality. You're going to love it. Even your dog can chew on it. It's going to be fine.
You know, I have one question about that, Amy, because Amazon is all the time, they can be very picky about what you can and cannot have on your listing. Yeah. And you see guarantees all over the board, right? I mean, we have warranties and warranty cards, big brands, you name it. So we know it's there. But when it comes to writing a bullet that has a guarantee that says, hey, like a warranty, have you had any issues with Amazon not being okay with that?
As far as it's okay to use the word guarantee, but if you use it in a way where it's just like, if you can't use it, the word Amazon, like what we used to do backed by Amazon, A to Z guarantee. Yep. We would put that and now you get like a trademark violation for that, right? The good news is if you screw it up, you can always, it's like they just suppress your listing. You remove the words, you fix it, you relist it. But ultimately, don't be over promisey. Don't be like, it's the best, or we 100% guarantee it. Just be genuine. You know, if you have a 5-year warranty, you better put that on there. And I want to see it in a photo. Like, I want to see that guarantee badge, that 5-year warranty. You know, show the quality and then talk about the quality. Really, you know, you don't have to be like 100% satisfied, money back guarantee. You don't have to do that. You can just say, look, you know, this is a quality product, and it really, we really took care into the testing of this. And, you know, if you have any problems at all, we stand behind the quality of the product. We're happy to, you know, offer a return or a refund. But either way, just, you know, don't be overly, you know, promisey or salesy or anything like that.
Absolutely.
And don't use any, you know, don't use Amazon in it. Like Amazon's like, don't involve us.
And you know what, I want to stress on this too, because I know we do a lot of the 100% satisfaction guarantees and things to alleviate negative reviews coming in, right? Amazon, unfortunately, has trained the customer to be lazy. I hate to say that, but it's really lazy. They don't reach out to say, like, I have an issue. You know, is there something that could be done? It's like, nope, negative review, return it, money back type of thing. You know, that's kind of the world that we live in. That's just business as it is. However, having it as a bullet is okay. But having it as your fifth bullet, obviously, is not okay with you. But having it as a bullet is okay. But also having that picture, because again, we're driving it home. They're looking at these pictures, they're picture shopping, they're driving it home. And if you're on the fence about whether you're saying like a guarantees and warranties and things like that, simply a statement saying that we stand by our product, we back our product, is enough in their mind to be like, okay, you know, this.
Yeah,
this,
we back this, our product, and we cares. Know you're gonna love it.
Exactly, you know, and backing our product typically means that if I have an issue, we're going to stand behind it, you know, without necessarily explicitly saying that, you know, we're going to give you a replacement or warranty or refund or anything like that, that you may think is kind of iffy. So,
and I would absolutely make sure that in your packaging and in whatever insert card you use, that you also drive that home. Like if you have any problems at all, you know, we really do care and we want you to reach out to us. That is fine. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to have good customer service. Mm-hmm. What you're not allowed to do, according to Amazon, is you're not allowed to drive traffic to your website from your packaging for them to buy something at a discount. Because any retailer, not just Amazon, would be pissed about that. Like if you had a retail, because we sell in retail, if you were to sell to a retailer and in your packaging, the customer goes to Target, they get your product, they bring it home, they open it up, and they're like, oh, I can get them from now on for 50% off at this.com website, right? Mm-hmm. Like what the, and then your retailer is going to go, what the hell? You know, you're not helping me. So that's the bottom line, is Amazon's not being out of line there, but you're absolutely able to say like, hey, don't return this product to the store. Contact us. We're happy to address your issues, you know, and that's going to ward off any bad reviews and stuff. And it's going to cement in the customer mind, oh yeah, they really did mean that quality guarantee, right? Absolutely. And I haven't ordered a product from Amazon, really a decent product, that hasn't had something like that in the box.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, all name brands do it. You know, all name brands have warranties. Yeah. You standard 1-year warranty. Sometimes they have extended warranties and things you can purchase. But most sellers and third-party sellers who are, you know, doing some volume or you know, finally get to implement some of these strategies, because it takes work, you know, to do these things too, they have some type of warranty in there and guarantees, because they want to stay at the top. If you get to the top, you want to stay there. And if a customer feels that they can trust your brand, trust your product, they're going to keep purchasing your product if it's one of those consumables. But also it can get them to make that first time purchase, which is sometimes their only purchase depending on your product. You know, it gets them away from your competitors, helps you compete with competitors that have reviews. And if you're new entrant to the market, or you haven't been there as long, because we know how long it takes to catch up with reviews and things of that nature. So yeah, I mean, these are the things that help set you apart from your competitors and make them have a better purchase decision, or a decision, you know, to buy your product over your other seller. So
let's get into bullet point number 4.
Let's get to
We've covered number 1, which is why you need this in your life. How we uniquely solve your problem. Number 2, which is what's included. How big is it? You know, whatever, right? What's in the box? Number 3, which is your quality guarantee, how you back your product, how you love your customers, you know that they're going to love it too. Mm-hmm. And then we get to number 4. The next question in the customer's mind is, then they still have doubts. They're like, okay, yeah, okay, they stand behind it, but do I really need it? Do I really need it? Like, it's kind of
that's
a want
an important
now,
one.
Right? Do I really need it? And this is where this bullet point and this photo is where you're going to show them how much they need it, how much they can use it. This is your multiple uses bullet point. This is where you're going to show them all the areas they can use it in their life. So our water bottle is great for sporting events. It's great for keeping your beer cold. It's great for, you know, whatever, show them all the different, and it's dishwasher safe. So, you know, you can, it's easy to clean and you can use it in all these different scenarios. I love a good quad photo that shows, you know, this is, we do product photography too. And we follow the strategy when we do our product photography, but I love a good quad photo. That's like, you know, has the quad separator in the middle and it shows all the four situations. Or you could do a how to use. So let's say it's not really outside of the kitchen kind of product. Okay, well then show how simple it is to use. You know, it's so simple to use. Pop the cover on, you know, pop the cover off, fill the wide mouth brim with your favorite beverage, screw it back on and stick it in the dishwasher to clean when you're done. So show them how to use, why to use, all the different places they can fit it in their life, and then talk about that in your bullet point, right? You are going to love this water bottle. It is going to be your go-to water bottle. It's not only going to keep your drink cold, but you're going to love it for sipping margaritas, you know, those frozen beverages. Those things are going to stay perfectly cold for longer. They're not going to get warm on you. You're going to love it for that backyard barbecue when you're underneath that, the blazing sun, you know. And then you're going to have a photo to represent that. And then finally, the last bullet point is bullet point number 5. And that is what we love to call the gift or mission bullet point. So gifting, showing it as a gift, both in a photo and telling them about gifting. Now, this is where keywords, where most people screw up. Most people will write a gifting bullet and they'll be like, it's good for everything. It's perfect for birthdays, Christmas, holidays, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Dude, that doesn't rank for anything. Like, do your keyword research. Is it a good housewarming gift? Mm-hmm. Well, then go research all the, put housewarming gift into the dang Amazon search bar and see what suggested keywords, what medium and long tail keywords are there, and use those in your bullet point. Write a really good gifting bullet point. Don't just put that it's perfect for everyone for every perfect occasion. You know, that's not going to do good for your PPC. It's not going to rank for anything. And the person reading it is going to be like, what? Why? You know? Right. So if it's a good baby shower gift, like, I want you to write the hell out of that baby shower bullet point, and I want you to show it as a baby shower gift. Like, I want you to show the scenario, have a lifestyle photo of the baby shower, the happy times. You don't even need to show the product in the photo and just be like, makes the perfect baby shower gift. They'll love you for it, right? They'll think of you every time they hug their baby. Okay, great. That's all you need, right? But so have a picture that represents that and write your bullet point. Now, let's say that you're selling headlights. Not exactly, you know, a great gift. You know, it's kind of one of those products that you need when you need it, and it's not really giftable. Well, here's where you can focus either on your company mission, where you can show, we've been selling headlights for 35 years. We're a trusted brand in America. Have a photo to show that, right? Show that you're not just, this is not something that's going to break the minute they get to them, and you can be trusted, right? Or let's say you're selling lipstick. And, you know, that's not really a gift thing, right?
If you're super personal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then show either your company, show your mission, or show something that is going to be fun for the customer. Be like, here's how to do our favorite pouty lip, you know, whatever, you know? But the point is, this bullet point is for readers. Most people are not going to read it, right? So you want to use it for SEO, for that gifting or seasonality. Or you want to use it for mission, showing like, hey, we are an authority in the space. You can trust us. And even though we're selling the same headlight as seemingly many other sellers here, like, we're the ones you should buy from. And oh, by the way, we've already brought you through why you should buy from us, what's included. All the questions that you had are answered. And now you're showing that you can trust them. So we love to do that. And then finally, now we've only made it to 6 photos, right? Because that was our 5 bullet points, 6 photos. I love to have an additional lifestyle photo.
Okay.
Where you're just really showing it in their life. You're showing what does their life look like now that they have your product in it, right? Mm-hmm. Are they enjoying that barbecue? Are they, you know, being refreshed? What is it? So I like to include one additional lifestyle photo, and that takes you to 7 photos, which is our 7 photo strategy. That takes you through writing your listing. Now, the only thing that you have left to do is write your description and add in those keywords.
Mm. Man, so guys, I'm hoping that you guys are taking notes because bombs are dropped right now. These are gems all day left and right. And so I'm like, man, am I doing this right now? Because there's a couple of things I might be missing here, you know, getting my listing back up and ready to go. Because I have a product that's been selling well. But there's always things you can do to optimize. You know, when it's pretty optimized, you know, you're there, you know, just some tweaks you need to make, but depending on your competitors, new entrants, any new features that they may have launched, some of these things you may need to like change, but maybe I'm not doing the best job at this. And I want to relook at my listing right now and kind of make sure that I'm like on top of it, because I think I have a pretty darn good listing, but I mean, there's a couple things in here. I'm like, ooh, that's a good one. So anyways, I hope you guys can take notes because this is amazing. So
thanks, David. And the cool thing is that, in our listing optimization masterclass, we go through these strategies, right? And we don't teach the SEO portion until after we've taught the selling strategy and the 7 photo strategy. And so people will go through our listing optimization masterclass and they'll get to this point where they've written their listing, they've drafted it, and they've designed their photos to represent each bullet point. Mm-hmm. And so they'll go change their photos out. And it's the same for everyone. Everyone sees an instant increase in sales. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm converting like crazy. One of our guys, he thought he was doing pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. He was at like a 5% conversion rate. And then he changed just his photos, didn't change his keywords or anything, or his copy, changed just his photos following that 7 photo strategy, went to 30%.
30% conversion is amazing, by the way. I mean, I know there's people that have a little bit higher than that. It depends on what type of product that you have, if it's repeat customers and things of that nature. But if we just talk about, let's say, a pretty much a one-time, you know, purchase kind of product, a 30% conversion is absolutely amazing. That's just going to help you keep your rank, maintain your rank, get your reviews. I mean, that's awesome.
And imagine using this strategy.
You went from 5 to 30?
And that's like so normal for us. Like that is like, everybody's like, oh my gosh, I'm selling so much more now, you know? So that's the thing, is people buy with their eyes, and these are the things that go through the customer's mind. And so if you do a better job than your competitors of actually answering these questions and doing it in this order, it's just gonna work.
So if you're under 10% conversion, 10% or under, absolutely seek help. Absolutely. You know, there's something going on with your listing. It could be a lot of things. It could be reviews, but a lot of times with optimization, if you have a bad product, you have a bad product. But if you're under 10%, absolutely seek help. You need to be making some changes. 10 to 15%, again, you still need to optimize some things you need to do. Maybe your picture, like typically when you're in 10 to 15% range, your pictures are probably not optimized. Your copy is probably not all the way there. And you're not really ranking well. So that's typically what I see. 15 to 20, 25, that's when you start to get to a little bit better optimizations, but you want to at least be at 20%. And most of the successful products that I've seen have typically been 20% plus. Typically, you're going to struggle when you get below that, and you're going to have a hard time ranking. Things are going to be inefficient, like your PPC and your advertising. You're not going to be able to hold your positions well. So you really want to like focus on getting that conversion up. So this is your unit session percentage. That's what we talk about when we're talking about conversion in your business reports and your metrics, to go a little bit deeper into that. So just check on that. So go into your business reports, look at your unit session percentage and see where you're at. And if you're under 10, seek help immediately. 10 to 15 still need help. But 15 plus, okay, you're doing okay, but you're definitely going to need some optimizations because you want to be 20 plus. 30 is absolutely fantastic. I'll do 30 all day, every day.
And we'll review it for you for free. So if you want to come to amazingathome.com and go under our services menu, we have a little free listing review thing. And I love reviewing listings. I'm a nerd about it, as you guys have heard today. So there's no strings attached. We're not trying to sell you anything. In fact, many times I'll be like, you don't need optimization. Like sometimes it's just a bad product. Like I'll be able to show them that it's optimized, but either that or they're not, they're maybe their title, just one thing in the title is wrong, or they're going for the wrong main keyword, or they don't actually have the main keyword in their title, which is affecting.
Yeah.
I had a client the other day and she was like, you know, I just don't know. I don't know about this particular product. It's not selling as well. And I went and searched for it for what I assumed would be the main keyword. And she was on page 3, and that main keyword was not in her title, exactly in that phrase. And all we did was changed her title to have that exact phrase in it. It moved her immediately to page 1 because increased her organic ranking, sales tripled. That one small change.
Amazing.
You know, sometimes it's just that. So it's really important to pay attention to the phrases that people search for. Search just like the customer and try to find your listing. If you can't find it, neither can they. And what keywords are you missing to make your product the most relevant for that? And so just look through your listing, look through your bullet points. And every time that you mention your product, are you using those phrases? And so that's what I usually find is they'll be missing those keywords in the bullet point. And as far as ranking, you want to focus on your most important keywords in the title and the bullet points. I pretty much, the description is just kind of like fillers. And then the back end search terms is for, like we were talking about, those misspellings, Spanish words, those kind of things, also kind of filling out that relevancy.
Yep.
But if you guys can aim for 2 to max 3 keyword phrases in each of your bullet points and your title, you're going to have an awesome optimized listing. And if you can focus on really answering those 5 questions that we talked about in your photos and your bullet points, it's going to flow so nicely and customers are going to convert like crazy.
Absolutely. So first off, tons of knowledge here. So thank you very much. I'm going to pick and pry just a little bit here. I was telling Amy before the podcast, it's like, you know, I'm trying to get this around 30 minutes, but I always go long. We can nerd about this all day. I could talk about this all day. This is so exciting. And guys, this is some valuable information. So I'm really hoping that you're taking heed to the information that she's spitting out right now. But I'm going to pick a little bit more, if you don't mind. So one of the things for me that I've been struggling with, and this may be from a little bit selfish point of view here, is A+ content. Let's say I feel like I have great optimized pictures. I'm doing the things that you said. What about the A+ content? Because I sometimes feel like I don't want to just rehash everything I've done in my main images, per se. That's my train of thought. Like, I do want to add extra value if there's a little bit more detail in there. You can have a little bit different formatted images. I personally like to build out the hero images with the infographics so it can look more like a web page versus some of the other modules that they have with like a little small image and text on the side and things of that nature. I typically like these big hero images with the information with some great photos. Any quick tips that you can give on your A+ content and how you build that out?
Yeah, so in my listing reviews, one of the biggest mistakes that I see is that people will spend a lot of time on their A+ content and it looks great. You know, it's like got these amazing infographics and it's awesome. And I'll look at their photos, which is the thing the customer looks at first before they even scroll down and look at your A+ content, and their photos would be terrible. So it's like, they won't be terrible, but they'll just be like feature heavy. They're not actually walking them through kind of that strategy that we just talked about. So I love that you're using the big images and that you're kind of really helping them imagine this product in their life and you're showcasing your brand and, you know, that's great. But I really want to encourage people that are out there, like, don't focus only on your A+ content and forget about your photos, because people are looking at those first. That's what shows up first on mobile. That's what shows up first on desktop when they're clicking through. They're not scrolling down to look at your A+ content, and you're not going to give them a chance to scroll down and look at your A+ content if your photos suck. Yeah. So that's number one, is really focus on your photos, because and taking that customer through that journey, answering their questions, so that they scroll down and they can look at your A+ content. I tend to agree with you, David. I think that it's really great to have what looks like a web page. With the problem with the little photos and text is you can't zoom in on them.
Yeah.
And so I've seen people use like infographics in those little photos and I'm like, I can't see it.
You can't read it exactly. And if you have fonts, it's too big. It's just, it looks cluttered. It doesn't look good.
So if you think about the wireframe diagram of a website, right? Like if you're going to do like a landing page wireframe diagram, I love Marketing Made Simple by Donald Miller. I'm reading that right now. And I've used kind of that as well as Dan Martell's wireframe concept on, you know, a homepage of a website or on a sales page. And you want to kind of think of it the same way. Like this is your landing page. You have this opportunity to not only showcase your brand, but make it about the customer. The other day I was reviewing a listing yesterday, and this brand was so focused on their brand story in both their photos and the EBC. And they were focused on selling their packaging. They were really like, you're getting the most amazing packaging. Tell me that this product is going to be amazing for me. Customers want you to connect with them. They want to know this product is for them. They don't care if you've been in business for 50 years and that you came up with this brand because you really loved cats. Like, they don't care about you. It's not about you. It's about how your product can help them. So definitely take the time to, I love the problem solution life now thing, right? Show their problem. Maybe that first image, and maybe you have like your brand logo over the top. And then that first image is like showing a person frustrated that they don't get enough water throughout the day, right? And then show a really great infographic with your brand logo on it of this water bottle and how it's specially designed to keep their drink cold. So they're going to drink more water, and you have a little statistic in there. You know, studies show that, you know, when water is at a cold drinkable temperature, when a beverage is at a cold drinkable temperature, you drink more. So this is why we designed this water bottle just for you. You know, you're going to feel better. You're going to look better. And then, you know, maybe do a little quick, you know, how easy it is to use, how easy it is to wash, a little bit of extra benefits right below that, right? Show their solution, and then show some little benefits. And then finally show them what their life looks like now. Drink more water, be happy, go to the beach, you know, live your best life. And that's going to convert well. And then finally, don't forget to ask for the sale, right? Don't forget to encourage people to buy now, right? Like customers will not, if you don't lead them down that, like, put this damn thing in your cart. It's going to make your life better. Okay, right. Do it. They'll be like, okay, all right. Put it in your cart.
Put it in your cart now.
Do it. You want to. So, you know, even when I'm writing descriptions, I always add a final call to action. The last thing I always say in a written description is like, you need this in your life. Add it to cart today. Buy three, you know, like you need this.
You know, so, and it's really interesting to say, you need this in your life. You need this in your life is like, okay, I need to buy this. I want to buy this, because I know Amazon is really picky with like add to cart now. They're really being a little bit more strict on that stuff, because I had it in my list and like add this to your cart. But I say that in different ways. You need this in your life. You know, you can't live without this. Things of that nature. That's a little bit more emotional invoking, and they're like, or emotion evoking, and they're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to make this purchase. Because at the end of the day, if they don't want it, it's Amazon. They can return it. Unfortunately, you know.
The other hack for listing, or excuse me, for EBC, A plus content, whatever we're calling it now.
Yeah.
It's funny because when Amazon changed it to A plus content, and you open up the dashboard, it says enhanced brand content at the top. So, you know, make up your mind, Amazon. Anyway.
I think they finally changed it now. It's all A plus, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but the last thing that A plus content allows you to do is recommend other products. And that's actually against Amazon's listing policies if you're a regular seller. But the last thing that you can do is you can actually recommend other products in your line and drive them to your store. So I would definitely, after you do the little problem solution life now, problem solution benefits life now, then right at the bottom, like, ooh, other products from us that you might like. Like, yes, that's amazing.
Absolutely. Guys, this has been absolutely amazing conversation. Amy, I really appreciate it, because even now my mind has been running. It's like, man, you know what? I'm not doing this, because I'm really big. And going back to one of your earlier points on solving a problem. You know, I teach people that you have to solve a problem. Me Too products are just not going to work right now, ever, you know, in this point. But you have to solve a problem. Figure out what your customers are, who your customers are, figure out what the problems are, bring a solution to them. And I do that. And we don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel. You know, we can sell products that are still in demand, but making sure we're solving issues that our competitors aren't. I tell people that all the time. So how do you compete with people that have 1,000 reviews? Well, this is how. You know, I solve a problem that they aren't doing. Yeah, they may catch up. You know, you may not necessarily be number one, but I'm good with a number two if I'm selling, you know, 50, 70, 100 units of an item a day. I'm 100% okay with that.
And you have to remember that you can pay for a spot at the top of the page.
So absolutely, and that's called PPC.
Yeah, you get to compete with the top brands, with the top sellers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might not have as many reviews, but if you can get that top spot on the page and you can convert, you're going to stay there and people are going to keep clicking because customers don't know what PPC is unless they're Amazon sellers. They don't know what PPC is. They only know that your search result is the most relevant for them because they just typed in that keyword and, oh, that looks like a water bottle with a straw. Let me click on that. Oh, they only have 15 reviews, but oh my gosh, they're specially designed to keep my drink cold for longer. Sweet. Mm-hmm. You're going to make more sales. So you're going to be converting. You're going to be stealing the sales from your competitor when you do that. And it happened. It just works. It doesn't matter. If you're selling a Me Too product, you need to do this even better. Like, you need to be an even better marketer. You need to dig into those customers' problems. Absolutely. And you need to convince them that these other products aren't the same.
Aren't it? Absolutely. So Amy, I know we've probably gone long. I don't care. This has been amazing. So thank you very much for your time. This a lot of great info, guys. I'm so excited to kind of implement this into my business right now. And this is one of the things that we want to do with the podcast is making sure that you can come and leave. You can listen or watch and listen, and then you can implement some stuff into your business. So Amy, I really appreciate it. You gave some awesome content and some gems today. So thank you very much for giving us your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. Well, until next time, this has been a great podcast with Amy Weiss. And we look forward to having you back again if you're interested in doing that. So take care, guys. Again, if you want more content like this, you can follow Feedback Wiz at Feedback Wiz on IG, YouTube, Facebook, and IG. All right, guys, until next time. Talk to you later.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Ecom Wiz podcast. Special thanks to our sponsor, FeedbackWiz.com. Be sure to use coupon code POD50 for 50% off your first paid month with Feedback Wiz. Again, the code is POD50. Please subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. Join us next week for more great tips to help Amazon sellers dominate the marketplace.